Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Polly, have you heard of Klarna?
Yes, I have. They're the pay later people.
That is them. But they are so much more than that. They have kindly sponsored our podcast today. And did you know that they now have an all-in-one shopping app?
Oh, no, I did not.
Well, you do now. You can shop all the brands you love, view all your purchases and track your deliveries and returns, making the shopping process that little bit smoother.
Amazing. So that basically means you can do everything all in one place.
That's right. Plus, you can get exclusive deals, shopping inspiration and save your favourite items to get notifications when the price drops.
And you can shop from pretty much any retailer?
Yep, exactly. Whether it's vintage jeans, designer bags, skincare, luxury fragrances, basically wherever you like to shop.
Okay, dreamy. So that's everyday essentials all the way up to investment pieces as well?
Yes, exactly. It is one app to shop it all. To find out more, download the Klarna app today.
What you want to read on holiday, like with absorbing
it's
it.
It's a navy blazer, yeah, but it's so much more. No, than
yeah, that. Yeah. I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Heather Steele and Lou Huff. We haven't done a podcast just the three of us for a long time.
No.
It's a good combo normally. Yeah. No pressure.
We've got enough shit to chat about.
Exactly. You're wearing an excellent dress. Let's start with that. Where's this from?
It's from Sister Jane. I got given a Selfridges voucher from a nice PR because I filled out a lengthy questionnaire for them about 5 months ago, but just couldn't find anything I wanted. Okay. Obviously, Selfridges, you want everything, but I was like, no, I should save it for like something nice. And then I can't remember where I saw this. Something we did on Sherlock's reminded me that Sister Jane existed again.
And I've never... We did a nice blouse roundup recently and they were in it.
That might have been it, but it prompted me to look. And yeah, the dress was sort of £80. And then because I had the voucher, it was like 30. So
oh,
like,
wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that Sister Jane was on Selfridges.
It is.
Well, yes, well, now I do.
There we go.
Can you describe it to your listeners?
It's basically my perfect dress because it's a bit sort of Wednesday Adams-esque.
It's a bit Wednesday Adams.
So it's sort of, yeah, black velvet, but with like the silliest, most extra collar I've ever seen.
It's one of the largest collars I've ever seen, but it's like three-tiered.
Three
isn't it?
Layers
yes.
With sort of nice black beads at the bottom.
Yes, nice detail. So, it reminds me a bit of Les Vacances.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds good.
It's a really lovely little French brand, and they do mega collars. You'd really like them.
Great. I shall check that out.
Yes, do. What have you guys been up to? I was off with COVID all of last week, so I'm feeling really... happy to be back.
You are pumped up and raring to go. I feel like everyone else is very tired.
Yeah.
And I feel like the weather has created a very somber mood.
No, whereas
in the office.
I'm here for it. It's terrible weather, but I felt so awful kind of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Was still testing positive on Thursday, so I couldn't come to the office, but have felt like myself for like 4 days. So I really just got like the second part of my week was quite good. R&R.
Yeah. I wonder if that shows that at points of our life, we just need to have a bit of time away from each other.
It wasn't necessarily the distance from my colleagues. It was just...
But I don't know, just a bit of like real switch off from the outside world.
I mean, I worked the whole time.
Yeah.
However, it was like being back in lockdown in that I had nothing that wasn't cancelable until the following month, you know, today, the following Monday. So I basically just had a week of cooking, watching TV, good night's sleep and just recovering. So by the time I felt better on Thursday, Friday, I felt really good.
That's ideal.
I'm feeling very fresh. You guys not so much. You're feeling sleepy today.
I'm just sleepy. Yeah. So what did you do with your weekend, first weekend out?
My first weekend out, my husband had COVID.
Oh, no.
So it was a quiet weekend. Yes, it was mostly spent cancelling arrangements that we sort of made and then undid. Mm. But Sunday, I took myself out for a little date.
Nice.
A little
love
date.
That.
We had lunch plans and then I wanted to go shopping. Obviously the lunch plans were cancelled. So I was just like, well, screw this. I'm going out by myself.
Yeah.
And there is an item that I've wanted to treat myself to for a very long time. So I went on a mission to find it.
And you did?
I was successful.
Are you allowed to say what it is?
Well, I wanted the Chanel Dad sandals. for a very long time, but I've only wanted a red pair.
Right.
Red doesn't exist. My conclusion is they only existed in Asian markets. I know people who've managed to find them in Hong Kong and Australia, but not in the European markets. So anyway, there was a silver pair that I was after. I went on a bit of a wild goose chase around various Chanels by myself. It's not the kind of thing you can drag your husband on.
No,
either.
No.
I had to be alone with a car on a mission. And that was what I did. And then I took myself, because I was finished and I was very hungry, to Cicconi's for a little Sunday lunch by myself.
Lovely.
It was so nice. I had a bowl of pasta and a Diet Coke.
Nice.
25 quid. You know, it's not like
when
that
you
fancy.
Were eating, yeah. What did you do?
So this was going to be I was saying to Heather just before we started that I had thought of various things over the weekend that I thought would be good podcast chat.
Yeah.
This is one of them. So look, I had my phone on me.
Yeah.
Obviously, I, you know, sat on Instagram.
Yeah.
There were times when I just kind of stared around.
Watch the world go
around. Watch people. Yeah. Listen to the people next to me having a chat. I'm really happy to do that. I think as long as I have my phone, I'm not sure how comfortable I would have been without my phone.
I've only gone out for dinner once by myself in Philadelphia. And I felt it was so novel doing it. But I also felt like really uncomfortable. So I literally rushed my meal so quickly and then left. And I think I was probably in and out in like half an hour.
So I think dinner's quite different to lunch.
Yeah.
I think I would have felt a lot more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A lot kind of sadder.
Yeah.
Sat there alone. I didn't feel sad. I looked like I had a shopping bag with me.
Yeah.
I looked like I looked like exactly what I was. I don't know. Heather, would you go out for dinner alone?
I have done like review things before, like occasionally it's like, you know, no plus ones.
But I don't really have to.
Yeah, but I don't really mind it. You can take a book or look at your phone or just like stare around.
Yeah, I think like when I'm on holiday, I love listening into other people's conversations around me.
God.
When you're like
by
the
anyway.
Pool and you're like pretending to be reading a book and really you're listening to everything we're talking about. And I feel like in a restaurant, you then would try and do that, but like would look weird then just staring at them or I don't know.
Yeah, like where do you look?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a scene in Sex and the City where this conversation comes up and she does that. She goes and takes herself somewhere with no armory. So she takes off her sunglasses. Obviously, there were no phones.
Yeah.
Or like she didn't have one. No book. And she just sits kind of in the sunshine with a glass of wine and stares. But like, I'm not sure I'd have the confidence
I do.
To do that.
Sitting in the sunshine, that is different to me, because I feel like you could just...
Okay, you're there to sunbathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I don't know, in Paris, like if you're sat people watching and like, you know, sat in a cafe where you're facing
with
outwards,
a coffee
but
or
inside a restaurant feels a bit more, you feel a bit more exposed.
Yes, and it's also a bit more like why you... like. It's a justifiable reason to sit somewhere outside in the sunshine, I guess, whereas otherwise, why are you just sat at a bar by yourself having a glass of wine?
It kind of depends though, doesn't it? Because I think there's so much sort of like counter dining now. I think if you go there on your own, you can chat to the chefs or anything like that, and it's totally acceptable.
Yes,
fine,
and when you're
normal.
All kind of sat together like in a row. You're so right. Yeah. I think that's a really nice way of doing it to not feel...
I sat at the bar at Cicconi's. I'm not sure I would have gone and got a table. Actually, I would have done there because it's busy and bustling and you're quite anonymous. But I was looking for a counter.
Yeah.
You'll say, right. I put something on my Instagram about it and saying how much I enjoyed it yesterday. And Georgie replied to me saying, but wouldn't you rather Ben was there? And I think the point is like, I mean, A, he had COVID. It was exceptional circumstances. And B, I'm not sure. It's not very often that I would just think, right, I need to go for a meal by myself. I would never have gone out from home to go for that meal and then go home.
Yeah.
But I really love it when the occasion arises.
Yeah, 100%.
And are you one of those people that needs their own space and their own time?
No. I used to be when I was growing up, but I think years of like gap year in uni and just being with people intensely really got that out of me. No,
what
I'm
about you,
Heather?
I love spending time on my own, but it very rarely happens.
Yeah.
But no, I love it.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah. I really need it and I really like it. Like last weekend, my husband was back in Bristol, so I had the weekend to myself and I actually... really enjoyed me time.
Sorry, I really like having time alone at home, but I don't need like alone time, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like I like having the house to myself to just like stretch out and I don't know, to have your own space to be on your own time.
Yeah.
But I think that's different to needing alone time. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I like going for a walk on my own and stuff like
I don't
though.
Like that.
Yeah, I do.
Good
not
you,
all
though.
The time, always... but like I'm more than I don't feel uncomfortable if I'm like left to my own devices at all. If anything, I quite like it.
I just get bored.
Do you?
Yeah,
it's I'm not quite good at amusing myself. I think.
Yeah, you must have more interesting thoughts than I do. What did you guys get up to this weekend, Lou?
I saw a girlfriend for brunch on Saturday, and then did a bit of window shopping and didn't really do much else. And then on Sunday, the weather was really lovely and we went to Petersham Nurseries, went for a really lovely walk along the river and then had lunch there. And it was really lovely. It was actually reminded me, it was the first place that we went to when lockdown was like heavy lockdown, you literally could do nothing. But because they've got, it's kind of an outside.
It's a shop. They call it, it's a shop. So that's why they were allowed
but
to
it's
open.
A, but it's a garden center.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't like, you know, a proper shop in the way that all other shops were shut.
Yeah, sorry, you're right. They're allowed to be open because they sell plants.
Yeah, exactly. Garden centers.
But yeah,
all
other shops were shut. So it was really novel. So it took me back to how I felt then. But it's just so lovely out there. And they obviously have the main restaurant, which is quite hard to get a reservation at, but they have a tea house and then they have another room for afternoon tea. And for the tea house, they don't take bookings, so you literally just queue up. And the food is so delicious. Lewis actually once did a like a day's like cooking course there.
Oh, I'd love
and you
to
basically,
see that.
Lovely. Yeah, you join the chefs in like their run for the day and you're like given a station for like all the different sections that they then work on. And he like loved it. God.
Ben would love that. That's such a good gift.
Really, really fun. He loved doing it.
Okay, that's really good to know about. What do you think it's still doing? Post-COVID?
I'm not sure. Worth it was maybe like
sorry,
two...
I'm just like, it's my partner's worst nightmare. I sent him off on a cooking course at the pass for the day. Yeah.
Does he not? I've just always imagined you were both quite cooking together.
Yeah, he gets very stressed. He's very, as you know, he does subbing for Sherlock's Nest Old Man. He's very precise. So like,
yes, he's quite the pedant, in a good way.
Yeah, but even if he's chopping a pepper, it would take me 20 seconds. It would take him like 2 minutes.
Too much into
yeah, not a confident cook, I would say.
Well, maybe a day at Peach Jump sort of now. Necessary.
Anyway, yeah, it was really, really lovely.
Lovely. Heather, what did you get up to?
I had quite a boring weekend because, yeah, our kitchen's finally getting done next Monday.
That's exciting.
I know, I've spoken about it long enough on this podcast.
No, but go on, what's the actual plans? What's it going to look like?
So it's sort of walnut cabinets, sort of white quartz worktop.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, white walls and sort of white, brown and black terrazzo tiles. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, we have shells.
I'm very excited. But
is it a large kitchen space?
No,
you've got a galley kitchen.
It's really small. But like basically the one, at the moment it's just not very workable because everything's like on the wrong side and you can't really have two of us in at the same time without sort of bumping into each other. We're getting one of those half dishwashers which will stop arguments, which is great.
We got a half dishwasher when we got ours put in, and
was it a game changer?
Absolute game changer. Like
we're
cannot
putting
believe
so much pressure on this tiny bit of machinery. It's gonna change our lives.
It's essential. That was us when we got a tumble dryer. Oh my God, it changed our lives.
Just a much bigger fridge freezer. And basically when we bought the place 2 years ago and we sort of bought all the white goods with it, but they've all been a bit crap and stuff. So
exciting.
Getting all those new will be so nice. Fun. But yeah, so anyway, blah blah blah. So we did that, but yeah, because I'm a good friend's wedding next weekend. We had to spend this weekend trying to sort the kitchen out, so we'd have to do it with hangovers next Sunday. Okay.
What are you wearing to the wedding?
I don't know yet. I ordered something on the outnet, and then it arrived and it did not fit. So I don't know.
Would you rent?
I was going to, but I had a bit of a bad experience where I tried to rent something for my boyfriend's 40th about a month or so ago. And then 2 days before they were like, oh, sorry, we can't send it out to you because part of the dress is missing.
Oh.
So I had to scrabble around for something else.
But I actually I had one where when I was going to Paris and I wanted to rent a jacket.
Yeah.
And the person was like, yeah, it should be fine. And then like the day before message being like, the person who loaned this before hasn't returned it in time. So unfortunately can't.
That's what I mean. I just feel like, but I'm going to have another look tonight, see what's sort of around.
I mean, Sister Jane has lots of lovely dresses.
I was going to say there's a dress on there that I'm quite tempted by. Also, so I think I might go
ASOS
for it.
And Selfridges next day delivery.
Yeah.
Selfridges, actually, you can use my account. I've got, which Lou's made use of. Selfridges have like ASOS have, which is like a £20 a year for free next day delivery thing. It's really good. Is it even 20? It might be 10. It's something like, it's super cheap. And
there is one Sister Jane dress I was thinking about, but obviously I like things quite oversized and this dress is quite oversized, but they've only got it the size above what I'd go for. And I'm worried it might be a bit too tent-like.
Just order loads, have a good try on at home.
Yeah,
and then
it'll be fine.
It'll
be fine.
Where's the wedding?
Battersea Arts Centre.
Oh,
fun.
So, I know of some people who got married there.
All good?
Last week. Oh my God, it's such a beautiful venue.
Really fun. Social Pantry doing the catering.
Oh,
and yeah, there's going to be.
And so nice to be in London.
Not that you live in London.
But it's easy
but
for me.
Yeah, because then Clapham Junction straight
exactly.
back.
Exactly. And 200 people, so it'll be quite a big
one. Really fun one.
Half a Jewish wedding. So I don't know what elements might be there, but I'll report back.
No, oh, really fun.
Like, I'm so like... it's going to be fun. Like, it's just, yeah, it is. They're just fun people.
When
it's
people,
be great.
When people, if you're doing like a bit of a Jewish wedding, people tend to just pick the Israeli dancing.
Like, yeah, that's, I was like, I don't know which
that's what
that
might imagine.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited.
Oh, nice. I can't wait for wedding season to kick off.
I've only got one this year.
Yeah, that's this is my only one this year. I had a few last year.
It's because we're old and all our friends are married now. Yeah. I had loads last year.
Yeah. Got a few potentials next year.
I know. I'm a bridesmaid in like 6 weeks and I don't have a dress.
So you've got to find your own bridesmaid dress.
Yes, she's been incredibly liberal. I mean, to be fair, I've also had 3 years. Like, she got engaged the summer of my wedding. And yeah, no, she's been incredibly relaxed. The guidelines are just bridesmaid.
I think that's what I do, to be honest.
Yeah, it's really lovely, but it would almost be easier if she gave me
like some
direction. Yeah. I did choose a dress, which I thought was really beautiful, he has a daughter who's 7, and the dress that I chose was basically identical to my 7-year-old
daughter was wearing.
I know. I was like, okay, back to the drawing board, maybe something a little
more. What was it like?
It was that age, pink.
Oh, okay.
There was like this age kind of tiered.
Yeah.
Dress, which is really cool, but it feels like a pleated, thank you, and it's not like what the 7-year-olds wearing. Anyway, back to the
cool 7-year-olds.
It's quite soon. Yeah. So that's soon. When's yours?
Mine is July.
Dress or trousers?
Oh, like so far away, haven't thought about it, but probably some separates, I think. Yeah. It'd be a really, really fun one though. Quite a like chilled, jolly vibe.
Yeah. We should, while we're on the subject, direct people to the wedding edition that ran.
Yes.
Well, cracking edition.
We can just spin. Thanks so much. With our beautiful bridesmaid shoot in it.
Oh, so stunning.
So stunning. With lots of great ideas. I mean, bridesmaidy, but also
not. You
wedding
would
guest-y.
Wear them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you are looking, we've got lovely dresses from brands you know and brands you don't. Mm-hmm. So do check it out on site if you haven't seen it already. You're watching something that you wanted to talk about.
Yes, we started We Crashed last week.
Interesting.
Have you watched it?
No, I'm in 2 minds about whether I want to watch it or not.
So for those who don't know, it is about WeWork and the sort of rise and fall of it. It stars Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway. Jared Leto, I have got no idea what he looks or sounds like in real life.
But like no critic is particularly kind about his various incarnations of different voices. And I don't know either. Well, do you know what he looks like? He looks like he does it in Gucci campaigns with the beard and the eyes.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, I don't know, when I have like a vision of him in my head, I think I go back to like the 90s.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're thinking of him in the Gucci one. With terrible accent.
Gucci, he's like, you know, completely different.
Prosthetics.
Anyway, he's actually quite good in it, I think. Okay. And Anne Hathaway is also good. I find her very irritating as an actress.
There was an article, I think it was on The Cut, it sounds like something that was on The Cut, a week or so ago, about like, why did Anne Hathaway become like the most hated person in Hollywood? Because there was a period where everybody just absolutely hated her.
Really? I missed that.
Yeah, like in and around Les Mis, I thought, when she won her Oscar, everyone
she
just
found
her really annoying.
She's a theatre kid, isn't she?
Yeah. There's a bit of precociousness about her. But I really like her.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
She's an amazing actress. And I think she plays her character isn't very nice. So I think
that works.
Yeah, exactly. It works without them relationship to her. But she is actually brilliant in
it. I think who she plays is Gwyneth Paltrow's cousin in real life. So I've kind of got a goopy-esque idea of what they're like.
It's referenced a lot that she's her cousin. I think a lot of people like see her as like kind of one intel with her because she's Gwyneth's cousin or because she's his wife.
So she's one of the co-founders of WeWork was Gwyneth Paltrow's cousin.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'd call her a co-founder, though.
Okay, fine. She's
just
involved.
She's his wife. She helps him manifest.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think just seeing, I don't think I quite realised the scale at which WeWork grew that quickly when it did. And I don't actually know how the story kind of unfolds. So it's really
interesting.
And I think he is... You can just tell he's that personality who just wants more, 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 and is growing and is very manipulative. But in, you know, you can see that people just kind of fall for whatever he says. Like he's such an entrepreneur.
Yeah. It's a real Icarus story, isn't it?
Yeah. But you're like watching it and you can just see them like hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, when is this going to stop? You know, at the beginning when they kind of first had the idea and it's like just the two of them and they open like one in Brooklyn and it kind of all starts to come together and it's more about this lifestyle. But yeah, then it kind of unfolds and there's different elements of it. And anyway, I think it's worth a watch. Yeah, I think it's really interesting, actually.
I think I just feel I've seen too many of these sort of like real life heist sort of scams gone wrong recently. Yeah. Like, I feel I need a break from that. Perhaps.
Did you watch the Theranos one.
Yeah, the Dropout.
The Dropout, yes. Any good?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. Yeah, I think I'm not somebody who's been like listening to every podcast and like read the book and all that stuff.
So I'm not all of that, but I've had the podcast, so therefore I sort of feel like I don't really need to watch
exactly, like I've been sort of vaguely following because obviously it was in the news again a lot with the court case at the beginning of the year. So yeah, I did feel a bit like, well, I kind of know what happened. Same with
Inventing Anna.
Yeah, I know how it's sort of panned out, so I didn't find it quite as interesting.
Yeah, I didn't bother watching
and
it.
And same with WeWork as well. So it just feels a little bit less enticing, perhaps.
It's just like a retelling of a story you already know. Yeah, I get that.
But I feel like if you don't know, then it probably is. They probably are all really gripping.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I don't know actually what went wrong.
No.
Like, I know that it all went tits up, but I don't know how it happened.
Yeah. So it's interesting kind of to watch that for. And you kind of know that at the very beginning, and then it kind of goes back.
Yeah.
Like that's in the first episode. Yeah. Okay. So I think worth a watch.
Great. Thanks. Heather, watching anything?
Yeah, so also on Apple TV, which I seem to be watching more stuff on there than Netflix at the mo.
It's not on Prime.
No.
Oh, it's on Apple. Sorry,
Netflix about to go up to £16 a month, FYI.
I mean, honestly, the amount I spend on subscriptions these days. I reckon Apple will go up soon as well.
Yeah.
Because they're making a lot of
I think
stuff.
Between all of them, like, you know, it used to be you could maybe have three of them for about £15 a month. Yeah, and that seemed all right. But now I'm a bit like, oh, I might have to start thinking about which ones to
drop. Plus Spotify, I reckon I spend £50 a month on like the four main, five main streamers. Anyway.
It's quite a lot. Anyway, I've been watching Severance on Apple TV, which came out about 6 weeks ago or
I love him.
Yes, Adam Scott.
I love him.
Yes.
Yes.
He's in Big Little Lies and Parks and Rec.
He's in Parks and Rec and he's also in one of my favourite terrible films, Friends with Kids.
Sorry, he's also in Bridesmaids.
Is he? Is he the husband?
He's the guy that sings in the car. He's the husband.
Who's the husband?
Oh my God, like the best scene.
He's not in Bridesmaids. Adam Scott is not in Bridesmaids. You're thinking of someone else.
Sorry, Step Brothers. Step Brothers.
Oh my God, what's the song?
How did you get Step Brothers and Bridesmaids mixed up?
Sorry. I think he's because he said Kristen Wiig and then I was talking about her.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Guns and Roses.
He plays a wanker brother.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Anyway,
he's not a wanker brother in this. It's quite a slow series, I'll say that. I'm on episode 5 and it feels like I've watched about 10 episodes so far. Okay. However, I'm like well intrigued into where it's going. It's set in America and Severance is basically what happens. There's this one company called Lumen and all of their employees go through a process where they're severed and basically so basically part of their brain is taken out, which means that when they arrive at work and go down into the lift, they don't remember who they are outside of work, and vice versa, as soon as they're out of the office they have no idea what they do at work. So you've got these people who work there who, to be honest, you're all a bit like, what are they trying to escape outside of work that they're trying to forget? And then also you still can't, they
not
they,
vice versa.
They don't really know what they do at work, so
and
nobody on the outside, everyone knows this process happens and they always see these severed people as like, those guys are weirdos. But so we're spending a lot of time sort of trying to work out,
unpacking it,
what the company actually does. It seems to be something very dodgy,
you'd have to assume, wouldn't you? But it's good.
It's really good. Essentially, this happens really early on, but somebody, an ex-employee, manages to unsever and then is basically sort of doorstepping Adam Scott's character so that he's finding out more and more stuff out of work, which he doesn't remember when he goes back in, but he's something about it that's sort of pulling at him.
Okay.
So you can see he's trying to uncover something. But it's very good. It's lots of walking through white corridors and sort of gloomy office space and stuff. But yeah, I'm very intrigued as to where it's heading.
It sounds visual.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. Cool. Yeah, would recommend.
It's been on my to watch list. So yeah, I might give it a go.
It's good. Yeah. It's one of those where it's got like an amazing sort of opening credits every time. You're like, ooh. But yeah, it's not pacey.
Okay.
Yet, but
I feel like all shows on Apple have amazing opening credits.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah. There's Slow Horses as well.
Oh, yeah, that's about to start.
I know, it
started
that?
2 days ago.
With Gary Oldman.
Yes, I want to watch that.
Which also has got an amazing cast. Yeah. And there's also a new one with Sienna Miller.
Oh, yes.
Anatomy of a Scandal starting on Netflix.
Yes.
Went in Lux List today.
Yes, with a guy who's famous.
Rupert Friend from Home.
Land.
I was like, you could say Homecoming, but I was like, that's not what it's
and
called.
He was in Pride and Prejudice remake.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Anyway. But no, there's lots of good stuff coming up.
My favourite Gary Oldman fact is that his sister is Big Mo from EastEnders.
No way! Uh-huh.
I did know that, but I forget it.
Fascinating.
I know, just to bring the
Was Big Mo still in
down.
EastEnders?
Don't know, Heather.
Have either of you watched Bridgerton?
Yes.
Ugh, thoughts?
No.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's just kind of more of the same. I quite
but
enjoyed
less sex,
it.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really watch it for the shagging before. To
oh,
be honest,
I think I did.
But,
yeah, I definitely did. Yeah. I'm in the fourth episode, and there's still not been any.
Oh, there is some eventually. It just takes a while to like go on.
Oh, is there? There is some.
Yeah,
I saw Jonathan Bailey in a play last week.
Cock.
Week before Cock with Taron Egerton. Have I told you this? I feel like I must have done. So I was reminding my friend that we had tickets to see this play called Cock, and I said, "Don't forget, we've got theatre tickets on whatever date it was," and she was like, "Oh, remind me what it is we booked." And I said Cop, and she sent a question mark. So I was like, "Oh, I'll send her a photo of the playbill type or the screen." Yeah. And for some reason, I Googled Cock play. And I went to Google, I mean, I was so naive, went to Google Images. I was like, oh my God, I was just sat in the office. It was like 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
At least you're probably on your phone doing
it. Luckily, we didn't work for some bank with like a protected network, yeah, or something.
Or you went on the tube or whatever and someone's looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, no, Cock in the theatre on the West End. Anyway, he was in a play with Taron Egerton, which Taron Egerton has now just dropped out of.
Has he?
Yes.
Probably because it's been having bad reviews.
Yeah, well, we actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's about a gay couple, one of whom, Jonathan Bailey, basically sleeps with a woman, sort of. They were on a bit of a break. It's a bit of a Ross and Rachel situation. Sleeps with a woman, and it's all about his sexuality, and they basically have this big conversation about it, and then they invite the woman over to dinner, and that's how it kind of plays out. I really enjoyed it.
I would watch it.
Yeah. It was good escapism. Yeah.
Speaking of other beautiful films, I really want to see Belfast.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you seen that yet?
No, it just seemed a bit depressing when
it
came out.
I'm not sure it is depressing.
Yeah,
though.
I think
it's quite uplifting.
Yeah,
yeah. I haven't seen it either. It's been on. It's on Sky now. You can buy it.
Yeah, I really want to. It's the type of thing that I know Lewis won't enjoy, so I need to find. My mum will love to watch it, so I need to watch it with her.
Yes,
at Easter. I also really want to watch Licorice Pizza.
Yes, me too. You
hated it.
Oh no, why?
We were talking about it in the office the other day and somebody mentioned that you had hated it.
Why?
I was so excited about seeing it. I love Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, so much, and I was mega excited.
And it's the girl from Haim, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I'm not their biggest fan anyway.
No, I actually love Haim.
Do you? Mm-hmm. No.
They're a bit mainstream for you. You're much cooler than that.
No. I think what they do is good. It's just not my cup of tea. But also it's like Philip Seymour Hoffman's son as well. So I was like, oh yeah, this has got the makings of everything I like in his films, but I just didn't believe in the central relationship at all. Like, just didn't, you know, I didn't find the lead guy remotely sort of charismatic or cool. Like, I just couldn't
see how
he managed to like get all these schemes going, because I was just like, well, I don't know, I didn't buy it at all.
I think when you don't have that connection to a couple or an individual who is then meant to be the hero, it's really hard to follow. And like, not the same, but with Bridgerton, I do not believe their chemistry.
Yeah.
Whereas in the last one, I think, and I totally did, I think that's what made it way more appealing.
Yeah.
And I had a pull. Whereas, yeah, I can totally see that if you then just don't connect.
Because that's the centre of the whole film, like how their relationship or lack thereof changes over the years.
Okay.
But I just, at the end, was just like, I was just fuming.
Oh no!
I think it's because I was so excited about it, but I just
too much hype.
There's been feedback about it as well, that it's quite like, obviously it's a really inappropriate age gap, and that actually they don't really kind of reference the fact that the story is quite about a grooming story.
But
and,
that's what I mean. Yeah. But so she's 25 and he's like 17. But I'm just like, okay, age differences, whatever, you know. Mm. I just couldn't believe that she would ever fancy him at all.
Yes,
I don't know. I struggled with it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyway, it's a nicely shot, amazing cinematography, great soundtrack.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper's in it as well, being wacky and weird, which
he likes,
I didn't
a wacky
appreciate.
Weird thing, doesn't he? Yeah. Sorry, just while we've been talking about movies for ages, but just while we're on the subject of Oscar nominated films, I also watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which is what Jessica Chastain won the Best Actress Award for. I loved it.
Did you?
I'm currently obsessed with Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
I really fancy him, and I just think he's such an amazing actor. And he plays her husband. So Tammy Faye is a real person. She and her husband became the biggest, they're called televangelists. So the people who preach on TV, they basically founded a TV network, like a Christian channel, and became some of the biggest people in America. I didn't know the story of kind of their downfall, so I won't ruin that. But she's, I mean, the acting is just exceptional. She's incredible. I just what a character. Brilliant. She's an amazing actress.
It's a really funny one, that, because the film didn't really come out over here.
No,
like,
I don't think it was in the cinema.
Yeah, but like it kind of got small release.
Prime?
Okay.
It was on one of the many streaming channels, I think, or definitely one of the
But
channels.
That's why it was a bit weird. Like, I just found the Oscars a little bit weird this year. Maybe it's because of COVID or whatever, but it just felt like a lot of the films hadn't really had much of a
Yeah. Yeah, agree with that. But anyway, watch it. Really worth a few. It's gentle. Yeah. It's not kind of mean and scary and nothing too traumatic, but it's just about, one woman's kind of relationship with God and her husband. Right, we should move away from TV and film. Somebody has asked a question about the most juicy thing that we've seen on I'm joking.
No.
We watched on Friday night the most outrageous TV show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God, we need to.
Did you watch it?
Tenfold.
Open House.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yes. So I did the TV guide. Yes, I know exactly what
okay.
it is.
So this is a TV show, a reality TV show about couples who want to become more experimental with their sex lives and who want to open themselves up to additional members of their sex life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it basically centered on two couples. The first who wanted to have a threesome, they wanted to have more regular threesome sex, not having had any before. They're a heterosexual couple. She was bisexual. So they wanted to bring a woman into the relationship. And then the other couple, you didn't really see much of their, theirs didn't develop quite yet, but they wanted to get into orgies.
Yeah.
They just fancied that.
But they like arrive at this like summer house of liberal
sexual practices.
Yeah, but I couldn't work out if they were all actors. And it's like hosted by another couple who are very like open to sexual experiences with like multiple people.
And it's filled with people who these couples might be interested in entertaining.
Right.
That
night. So it's not all the couples who are going to take part in one.
No. The couples go into a house of single people.
Yeah.
Or just people.
People
who are up for it, exactly.
And then, I only watched the first like 25 minutes or something, but the first couple, so there was the bisexual woman and the guy who was like so up for his girlfriend having a...
Every time he was vox popped, it was like, I mean, it's just like everyone's dream to see your girlfriend go up with another girl. So
yeah.
And he said that maybe nine times.
And then, they like invited one girl up to their room.
You see... everything.
Oh my God,
you hear
really?
Everything. Like, I just can't believe, like...
Channel 4 is
what?
Something else.
Like, After the Watershed, can you just show whatever you want to show these days? It was crazy.
Also, they're like, they've like blurred out his, like... bumhole, but you can see his balls lapping against her.
It was really visual.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How did you switch off after 20? We were hooked. Like, oh my God. When is the next episode on? What did you do afterwards?
I think we went to bed. I think we were like, this feels a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, it felt seedy.
It made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's the most sexually explicit thing I've ever seen on television on mainstream TV, and not that I watch niche sexual things on non-mainstream TV. I just couldn't believe what we were seeing.
That
it was
they
wild.
Were allowed to
like,
show
should
it.
I watch the end of it?
100%. It was fascinating.
Oh my God.
Wait for next week. I think it's awesome that we live in a day and age where just like everything's out there and there was like no shame around it. Like, not that there should be shame around
it. What time was it on?
10.
So just after like the news.
After Gogglebox.
After Gogglebox. That's why I ended up on it.
I'll watch Gogglebox next week to watch them.
Yes, you're so right.
I was thinking that. I can't wait for Gogglebox to watch this.
I was saying to Lou though, it's so strange thinking those people are then going to work.
Yeah.
And like their colleagues might see them, or like their friends, or like their friends' parents, or I don't know. And same with Naked Attraction. I think, God, fair play if you've got that confidence and you just don't mind.
They must be paid for those shows. Like, you wouldn't go on this show for no reason.
Though, I don't think.
God, no, but like, where do they find them either? Is it like...
I don't know.
Village
Notice Board? No idea. Anyway, if you're up for some really juicy, fascinating insight into another world, then I recommend giving it a watch. And we loved it. Right, let's do some questions. Lou, this one is so funny. Somebody's put in quotation marks, it's a navy blazer, but it's so much more. Which mythical blazer is it? So this is a reference to the podcast opening credits. Lou is talking about a navy blazer.
It is a Blase Milano navy blazer. It's called the Resolute. and it's exceptional. And do you know what? That quote has like haunted me because somebody was told me the other day they love my blazer and I literally said it verbatim. I was like, oh my God.
I hate awful. Those credits. Well, it's one of me. It sounds like I'm holding my nose. Like, that sounds amazing. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, shut up.
I know. It's awful hearing yourself back, isn't it? Somebody has said, Heather, best red for lips, not pinky, leaning towards an orange tint, if anything. I mean, not orange is not your bag, but what is the red lip that you swear by?
Ooh, anything MAC related. Although Becky's ill, so I'm writing her new In Beauty feature just before this, and there's a new Chanel lipstick that's got 20 shades and they had some amazing reds. Like, I'm very tempted to buy one, just like proper red, like over the top red.
Amazing. Yeah, so just swears by the Emmeline, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that rings a bell. Oh yeah,
I think it's called Emmeline.
That's nice,
her red.
Okay, good to know. This is a good question because I always find this one quite hard. Stylish jacket / cover up for summer of weddings. It's so, if you've got a nice dress on, and let's not assume it's a slip dress that goes well with a blazer. Yeah. It's very hard to find a cover up that works, isn't it?
It's really, really hard.
Shawls are very 90s or mum.
Bit mumsy. I almost think you're better off in winter and kind of like a marabou feather cool type vibe is really cool. Or like a cape or something like that. I just do always go for a blazer. Yeah. I think wear it over your shoulders if perhaps like wearing it in your arms maybe kind of
two daytime
and kind of changes the shape of the dress. I think blazer.
You know, Topshop used to be so good at like little silver like sequin jackets. Yeah. Like that kind of thing is perfect. And no one has filled that gap yet. So downstairs in Oxford Circus they'd have all those kind of sequiny jacket
brands.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing. I might actually get something like that. That'd be really helpful. Okay, there you go. There's your answer. Sequin jacket or a smart blazer. Holiday ideas for solo travellers. Interesting, going back to our question before. Would you go on holiday alone?
I actually think I would go on holiday alone.
Would you?
Probably not for like a week, but I think I would definitely do a long weekend.
Yeah, break, some wedding, just what you want to do.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you think?
Yeah.
If I was going to go on holiday alone, it would definitely be a total chill, not a city. Because I feel like part of the fun of those things is those memories with somebody else. And I just always remember Ben did India for work and actually Tokyo for work, and like he did all these really cool things and he went to the Taj Mahal or whatever, but he's always just said, I want no one to talk to about it, like no one.
Sharing something amazing, whether that's like, you know, you see an amazing view or you have an incredible meal or whatever, and sharing that feeling and that moment with somebody is always really special. But I also don't think we should allow ourselves to only then feel that satisfaction with another person.
Yeah.
And I think enabling yourself to kind of get to that point of feeling it by yourself and being happy with that is really important.
That's very, very wise. You're not wrong there. Okay. Holiday ideas. So where would you go? You do a city break?
Yeah, I haven't been to Helsinki yet and I really want to go. Mind you, there's my boyfriend, so I won't be doing that. Like, but yeah, something like that. Yeah, just like wander around and look at stuff and go shopping, just do what you want to do.
True.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, I think I would. There's nowhere, I think. Probably not long haul.
I think I would do somewhere
in Europe.
I've got a friend who they had Goldeneye booked in Jamaica, which is obviously like a real kind of once in a lifetime holiday, and they've moved it.
Sorry, I thought you meant the Bond film.
Like, well, it's sort of. Yeah. Like, sorry, they booked to go to Goldeneye, which is where it's gone. And anyway, they've moved it like four times, and eventually it got to last week when they were supposed to be going, and he tested positive for COVID. So it was like lose all their money, and obviously it's an expensive trip, or go alone. So she went alone.
Yeah. Good for her.
I know, really good for her. I'm not sure I would have done it. And she's very, very funny, and she documented her entire week kind of alone on Instagram, and it was very funny. She was like, I learned a lot about how flirty waiters can be when it
really?
Works.
Really?
Yeah, it was very funny. But she wrote a list of kind of pros and cons.
Yeah,
and
yeah. That's interesting.
Took a lot of positives away
from
it. I think
it's like, it would be fun, like, you know, I feel like you'd be more of a yes man if you were by yourself.
Yeah.
Like in that situation, if somebody said like, you know, do you want to come water skiing with us for the day or out on a boat with us, or would you want to join us for dinner? You'd be like, yeah, why not?
It does sound like the start of a horror film. Taken, but sure.
I'd just read a book, I think.
Yeah, I think I would too. Somebody has said, some brands for chic caftan and beach dresses, please. I'm going to refer you to Ultralux, which is our new edition that launched last week. We're very proud of it. And there is an edit of very high-end, but lovely investment caftans and beach dresses there. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something more affordable, Lou, where would you look?
I would look at I'm never going to say it. Posse?
Oh, yeah.
In Australia. I think they're on Moda Operandi. Kasaraki have some really lovely resort dresses at a really good price point. Dilly Grey, that is there's some nice sort of tunic-y style dresses.
Studio B also always Studio has some great dresses.
Yes, really lovely.
Someone has asked, I get this a lot, do you actually buy silk pajamas or pajama style cords? I don't know is the answer.
Just whatever you
see. I just wear them and hope that they don't look like I'm going to bed.
I wore a pair of pajamas filming Hot List.
Did you? Yeah. Where from?
Ganny, but they were silk. I was like, I have inspired set. By Charlotte. I'm going to wear Thanks. Them for... I haven't ventured out to the office okay. wearing them yet, but that was a first safe step.
What do they look like? Are they
They're blue, like blue silk with like a massive silly collar. What a
they
surprise.
Sound unreal.
They're really nice. I got them as a joint birthday Christmas present in the sale from my partner, nice. Which is nice, yeah.
Did he find them himself?
No.
Question on sizing on the pyjama set. Obviously, oversized makes it feel less like it's for bed.
Yes.
But if they come as a set, how do you then oversize the bottom half?
Very funny you asked that. I was having this exact conversation this morning. I think you have to get the trousers tailored. The one I'm wearing a silk shirt today, which is part of a set, and it's from Asino, and the shirt is exactly as I would want, oversized-wise, but I could fit two of myself in the trousers. the kind of leg's okay, and like I like how they're baggy, but it's the waistline, so I am going to have to get that tailored. It's what it is. Yeah, it's tricky.
Nice when you can, when they're kind of, you can buy them separate. As separate.
Yeah. Olivia Von Hal, the trousers have a tie waist, an elasticated tie waist.
Yeah, so do these Ganny ones.
Yeah, which is perfect. And so do the sleeper ones actually. Not that they come in multiple sizes. But so at least then, so the, all my Olivia Von Hals are large because they come up really slim.
Yeah.
But the trousers, then I can just tie
them.
Okay, final question. Someone has said a good spring to summer work bag, not black dark, but roomy. So Lou has given me PTSD. About work bag. You know when someone makes a bitchy comment and it just stays with you for so long?
Excuse me?
It was
what
bitchy.
Did you say, Lou? Okay.
So Lou walks in with her brand new Celine tote, with her laptop in it. And I was like, it's so nice. She was like, I know. I just looked at my like tote bags, my freebie tote bags this morning and thought, ugh, how childish. Sorry. So poor Charlotte sits in the corner and looks at her tote bag.
That is not how it was phrased at all.
It was not. She wasn't quite. It was less pointed.
Yeah,
Lou's not bitchy.
Someone said, how are you finding your new bag? And I was like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's not the most exciting of bags because it's like a black tote, but I feel way more professional than carrying my canvas tote. Not one.
No. I still think there's a subtle difference. Anyway, she's given me trauma about, I'm also in the market for a bag like this reader because I now feel mega depressed about my tote. So yours is black. Yours is beautiful, but it is black.
It's black.
Will you use it in spring, summer?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's more to carry my laptop. It doesn't I don't wear it to complete an outfit.
Yeah.
Or accessorize an outfit. So I wouldn't not wear it with something because I thought it didn't go. That makes sense.
But equally, you can wear a black leather bag in summer, can't you?
Yeah, totally.
What you wear it with. Totally. Yeah, you can. What do you tote your stuff around in?
So I also used to use childish totes until quite recently.
Oh,
which... Because I've got a million of them. I like them, but I did want... So I was on the hunt for a while for something else. And then, I got an email 2 months ago and the vampire's wife had a online basement sale and I got this huge velvet thing for 80% off, which... Ooh. Yeah, it's very large, but it fits my laptop in perfectly. Yeah, it's got big handles so you feel they're not going to snap off and it's very roomy.
That sounds lovely. Have you got it here?
It's upstairs. It's basically velvet with big green flowers on. But I think they call it their weekend bag, but I use it for my giant laptop and other things.
I did actually see on Matches this morning a Ganny, very floral.
I love that.
It's cool. It's really cool. And it was about £100 as well. It wasn't that expensive.
Sort of tote.
This one was fabric.
Ooh, they do a nice leather one as well in neon-y-esque colours.
Because the problem with a fabric one is it does just feel then an elevated version of a fabric tote.
But I have had my eyes, unsurprisingly, on those Ganny ones because, they're the perfect size for a laptop because they're leather. Yeah. You think they'd be nice and strong. Yeah.
There's a lot of the squishy pillow style. In accessories at the moment, whether that's in bags or shoes. And I think that's a really practical version for your laptop.
But I worry that's going to go out of fashion very quickly. I got one of those Shearling big ones just before COVID and now I'm my COVID bag.
There's a lot of high street versions.
And there's also quite a lot of weaved, not like a basket bag, but like a leather weave. Dragon Diffusion do some really good bags. And I think they're very kind of timeless and seasonless, which are really lovely. Oraton is another really good brand to check out, which do good if you kind of want something a bit more classic and leather. They are a good price point.
Okay, she's got all the answers. Right. I think we'll leave it there. I've made you sit here and talk for hours. Lovely catching up. If you have any feedback, then do email podcast@sheerlux.com. You know, we love hearing from you. You can also find the question box every Sunday on our Instagram. So do drop your questions in there. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.